The wave of uprisings in the Arab world began in Tunisia in January. Now that country must reckon with the challenges of life after revolution. Tunisia's interim government is becoming less stable by the day. In the last 72 hours, six top officials have stepped down, including the prime minister. Meanwhile, demonstrators remain on the streets, as NPR's David Green reports from Tunis.
As you go around the capital, it really is a story of two different worlds. Much of the city is operating normally. There are cars on the streets and businesses are open. But if you come into the main plaza in the center of the government buildings, it still feels like a protest. People are camped out in tents. They've plastered signs in Arabic on the walls of government buildings. And there's a lot of music playing.
This is the music of the revolution.
Many people in the world thought that the revolution here was over. It's done.
So that was not true.
This is Harabi Khalifa, a 31-year-old schoolteacher who remains camped out here. It's been 6 weeks since President Zain al-Abidine Ben Ali was forced out. His longtime prime minister stepped down Sunday. Yet like many on the street, Khalifa says too much of the old guard remains in the caretaker government. He's not leaving the square until they leave power.
Because they have the same way, the same tactics, is to repress, to muzzle people. And people now, this is time to get what they dreamt of so long ago.
The protests have been mostly peaceful, though last weekend several people were killed in street violence. A human rights activist named Sihem Ben Sadrin is investigating the incidents. She works in an office with paint peeling from the wall and a Muslim call to prayer echoing outside. She fears the interim government isn't committed to a new constitution and may just rush to hold a presidential vote.
We will lose our revolution because it's a way to reproduce the old regime.
The interim government lost more credibility today when two opposition figures quit as cabinet ministers. They'd been welcomed into the interim government as a show of political openness. Yet there are ways the new government is signaling change. Today it extended legal status to an Islamist political party that had been banned for some two decades. And Sihem Ben Sadrin's human rights group, the Tunisian Council for Liberties, said it too received government recognition.
For the first time, we are legal. We worked illegally during 12 years.
Whatever lies ahead, Ben Sadrin says she's proud her country inspired other uprisings. You can certainly feel the effects of the one taking place next door in Libya. In Tunis today, the loudest anger was at the Libyan embassy. A crowd of Libyans rushed to the embassy when they heard Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was offering cash payments to citizens, and they wanted their share. If this was Gaddafi's way of gaining support, it backfired with Ismail Zawi. The 60-year-old engineer from the East Libyan city of Benghazi said he'd use the money to get home and fight Gaddafi.
Why do you want to go back to Benghazi? Is your family?
I'm going to my family and support my people there. He will never win, you know, because all the people are trying, waiting for this day.
David Green, NPR News, Tunis.
This is NPR.